You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day and for joining me as we together study the Word of God, study the New Testament, at least verse by verse, but we're all over the Bible on this program, WGOD. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. At least that's when this program is going to be airing, on the Monday after Thanksgiving. Now, this week, we're going to air something I preached just last week at Island Community Church. The sermon is entitled, Should I Fear God? Should we fear God anymore? Should we fear God at all? Is that just an Old Testament thing to fear God? Or should you and I still have and maintain a healthy fear of the Lord? And what does that mean to fear God? Should I just be afraid to even walk outside of my door each day, worried that I'm going to do something to offend God and He's going to zap me? What does that mean to fear God? We look in the Proverbs where it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We look at another proverb that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So this is what I want to look at here this week. This is one sermon broken up into four parts. So we're going to hear this Monday through Thursday, and then later on in the week, I'll give you more information on what's going on this weekend at Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. If you like this radio broadcast and some of the preaching and Bible teach that you hear here on the radio, you're welcome to Island. We meet Thursday nights at 6 o'clock for our Bible study. Now, we're in Revelation chapter 13 this week. Revelation 13, looking at the Antichrist, Thursday night, 6 to 7. And Sunday morning, we're starting a look at the Epistles of Paul. That'll start Sunday. More information on that toward the end of the week. Now, here's today's message, part one, Should I Fear God?
We're looking today at something entitled, Should I Fear God? Now, on the handout, I have some scriptures, and I have a devotional that I found a while ago from the Berean Bible Commentary. I also found this, too, I found interesting. This was entitled, The Trouble with Grace. Is grace the fast food of a spiritual diet? Could undeserved kindness, now remember that word, the phrase undeserved kindness is a definition of grace. Could undeserved kindness be the junk food of slackers? Now, by definition, grace is unmerited favor by which God shows us the kindness we don't deserve. It is closely related to His mercy by which He withholds the punishment that we have earned. The trouble with grace is that it can be misunderstood and misused to bring out the worst in us. Grace can be taken advantage of by those who think that they are entitled to benefits that they have not earned. It can be regarded as a safety net by those who do wrong, with the intention of asking for forgiveness later. That comes from Mark DeHaan, that I've been thinking about. The pastor of a well-known church here in Brevard County, I told once years ago when I was thinking of preaching a sermon similar to this. Should I fear God? That pastor said to me, if I ever preach the message, should I fear God, that it would be the biggest mistake in ministry I would ever make. So, with that in mind, let's see where I end up today. And let's see where you end up today. Should I fear God? I have a couple verses on the handout here. Proverbs 1:7. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Notice the next two words. It says what? Say it again. Louder. Fools. You need a mic? But fools despise wisdom and instruction. Notice the opposite. Knowledge starts with fearing God. If you don't fear God, you've got nothing. You know nothing. You are nothing if you don't fear God. Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So first we had knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Doesn't start in school. It starts with fearing God, which you ought to hear in your house before you get to school. It's not up to your teacher to tell your kid that. It's up to you to tell them that. Your teacher is going to ask you what sex you want to be when you grow up. You're the one that's going to tell your kid to fear God, not the teacher. Proverbs 15:33, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Job got into the act too. Job 28:28, behold, the fear of the Lord, now that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Now, if you would please turn with me, let's go to 2 Samuel chapter 6. We looked at this a little bit a couple weeks ago on Thursday night. Let's go here now, 2 Samuel chapter 6. 2 Samuel chapter 6. It says, now again, David gathered all the choice men of Israel. Notice what it says next. David gathered all the choice men of Israel. Look what it says. 30,000. About the size of Melbourne. So David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called by the name, the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. And Uzzah and Ahio, the sons of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill, accompanying the ark of God, and Ahio went before the ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments of fir wood, on harps, stringed instruments, tambourines, and sistrums, and cymbals. Imagine what this scene must have looked like. Talk about pageantry. Here's the king of Israel, 30,000 people. Look at all this pomp and circumstance here. Here comes the ark coming back from the Philistines ultimately, and when the Philistines picked up the ark with their hands, threw it on the cart, probably patted it, and said, hit the road. Probably was the way they put the ark on the cart. Before it even got to this guy's house, before they were moving it. Now when they came, verse 6, when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put out his hand to the ark and took hold of it because the ox had stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, And God struck him there for his error, and he died there by the ark of God. Verse 8. And David became angry because of the Lord's outbreak against Uzzah, and called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. Verse 9. I love this verse. Now, David was afraid of the Lord on that day. I bet. What do you think? You got 30,000 witnesses moving the ark out. All the ox did was stumble, reached out his hand to touch it. Certainly with a lot more reverence than the Philistines moved it. David was afraid of the Lord that day. And he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? So the Bible says David was afraid of the Lord on that day. And my question to you is, should you be? Apropos, I found this devotional today from Moody Bible Institute. It says, David and Uzzah failed to take God's holiness seriously and presumed upon his mercy. David and Uzzah failed to take God's holiness seriously and presumed upon his mercy. You see, there's a big misunderstanding today in the church. People don't realize that the attributes of God is not what changed between Old Testament and New. It's the judgment that has changed. As the Lord Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. The Lord punished him for all of our sins. But the attributes of God remain the same. They don't change. The attributes of God are always the same. For instance, Malachi chapter 3, verse 6. It says, for I am the Lord, I change not. But the verse goes on. Next word is, therefore. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Now, I can glean two things from this verse. Number one, God is the same today as he was yesterday. Number two, he said that they would not be consumed because of another attribute, that is, God keeps his word. That's why the sons of Jacob were not consumed, because God promised that the Messiah was going to come out of that family line. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed, because I promised Abraham someone was going to come out of his seed. I promised David in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14, someone was going to come out of that line. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you guys haven't died yet.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.